This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There are signs that the East-West face-off over Ukraine could escalate even further. AP correspondent Mike Rossia with the latest.
The next move in the showdown between Russia and the West over Ukraine is up to Vladimir Putin. Russian forces have moved into rebel-held areas in eastern Ukraine after Putin said he was recognizing the independence of the separatist regions. Led by the United States, Western powers drew the proverbial line in the sand, with President Joe Biden announcing
the first tranche of sanctions to impose cost on Russia.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken canceled talks with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov that would have been held in Geneva later this week.
Diplomacy now rejected by Russia does not make sense.
Ominously, Russian lawmakers have authorized Putin to use military force outside Russian borders. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Jury deliberations begin today in the trial of three former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights. The AP's Tim McGuire has this.
Federal prosecutor Amanda Sertich, in her closing argument, said three former Minneapolis police officers chose to do nothing as then-officer Derek Chauvin knelt on George Floyd's neck, causing Floyd's death in May of 2020. Lawyers for J. Alexander King, Tu Tao, and Thomas Lane argued their clients were too inexperienced, weren't trained properly, and did not willfully violate Floyd's rights. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Navy says four people were killed in the crash of a contractor's helicopter on the Hawaiian island of Kauai. The NTSB is investigating to try to find out what caused the crash. A new UN report predicts more wildfires around the world. It blames a warming planet and changes to land use patterns. The UN says the wildfires will cause spikes in unhealthy smoke pollution, among other things. This is AP News. They're trying to do something about those slumping TV ratings for the Academy Awards show. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
Let's face it, Oscar, as a TV show anyway, has become a bit bloated, and it's time to slim down. Because of that, producers for the Academy Awards will be cutting back the steady parade of awards that are presented. Eight of this year's awards will be presented off the air and not during the televised broadcast, which rarely comes in under the three-hour mark. That means no props for categories like film editing, production design, sound, makeup, and hairstyling. Those awards are usually cared about only by the nominees, their families, and friends. Those people won't be completely denied the Oscar spotlight. Clips from their wins will still be shown during the primetime telecast. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The world's busiest airport for international travel is Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. It served 29 million passengers last year, it says. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.